And having heard about the extra possibilities this technique could provide, I went along to see it in person and learn just how the X-ray beams are manipulated to such specificities from the principal beamline scientist, Christoph Rau.
So we had the beamline R13 for imaging and coherence, and the purpose is imaging to image on the micro and nano length scale.
So we're currently just out on the actual outdoor grounds of Diamond, and the synchrotron is quite a distance away from us. We can see it. So we're now about, maybe 150 metres or so away. So this beamline is quite unique in itself in that it's located out of the light source. It's at this distance of, I think the hutch over there is about 250 metres?
That's correct. The reason for doing so is we want to make use of the property of coherence of light. And for doing so, you have to have a very small light source, and b, to be very far away, to have a large lateral coherent field. And that's exactly why we are so far away.
So what do you mean by coherence?
Coherence is a property of light. Light might have different characters. One is the feature of being a light particle, or light might be considered as a light wave. And then in this case, we talk about coherent light.
So by coherent light, you mean light in its wave form, not particle?
Correct.
And, well, how is a beam of light maintained at such a large distance? So we're currently about, about halfway between the light source and the beamline hutch. So we're about 150, maybe 125 metres away. We're stood on top of concrete, and below us, within this concrete, are the tubes, I guess, in which the beam of light will be travelling. What happens at either end of this tube to keep this light travelling straight through?
Okay, at the beginning we have the light sources, which are undulators, and each undulator generates the X-rays, and they are canted to each other in a slight angle. And further they propagate down the beamline, more they get separated. And to increase further the separation, we put some mirrors at the beginning of the beamline, so that at the end where we are standing here now, we have roughly a separation of 4 meters between the two different branches.
So you have two beams of light coming over to the hutch here from the source?
That's correct, yes.
So if we just move into the actual hutch now to see the type of research that can take place at this beamline. There are two hutches at this beamline, an imaging and coherence one. We've come through to the imaging one, but what kind of imaging will take place here?
So on this branch, we have now the partially coherent light arriving on the sample, and while the light is going through the sample, the light wave is deformed, and what happens is that around the edges of the structures get enhanced, the light wave is deformed, and then you can easily detect with the detector these enhanced structures.
Therefore, I guess, quite clearly seeing the edges and therefore the shape and structure of your sample.
That's correct, and that's what's called then the edge enhancement.
So, and what kind of samples will be looked at in this way?
Well, basically any kind of sample which is opaque for the eye and which has interesting features on the micron length scale. Applications are in the field of biology, for example, material science, geology. There's a very large range of applications.
And how does this compare to other imaging techniques, say even those used in hospitals, so just a simple X-ray?
The big difference is the resolution you can achieve. While at the hospital, for example, the doctor is interested to learn about whether the bone is broken or not, here we are interested in questions like, why does the bone break? What is the mechanism behind this? How can you improve any kind of mechanical behavior? And so on.
Now, this is the imaging hutch, but as you mentioned, there are two branches for this particular beamline, also a coherence one, which is about, say, 4 to 5 meters away from here, but in another hutch. What kind of work will be taking place? What will be looked at there?
So here, for example, on the imaging branch, we will do biomedical applications and material science. So we're interested, for example, to learn about cracks in material. That's very important for industrial applications. Or for biomedical applications, what I'm personally interested in is to learn about hearing. We will study then the mechanisms which are happening inside the cochlea.
Christoph Rau, Principal Beamline Scientist at Diamond's Imaging and Coherence Beamline.